This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
Shall we therefore, because another word is coming, and that one again, another gem that will promote our speed into change of level. Shall we stand on our feet and then pray for ourselves? Lord, I receive grace for meekness. Grace to put myself under the discipline of the world. I receive meekness that will enhance and boost my reception in this world. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Bringing the word to us is our Father in the Lord, the convener and the host of this meeting. And I believe we are receiving the word with all meekness. Put your hands together for the Lord as we welcome him to the altar.
Thank you, Jesus. Shall we one more time lift up our two hands to heaven and give him thanks one more time for the last word we heard, for the light from heaven that has come our way. Let's magnify him. Let's glorify him. There is no one like him. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name. We all know that no one can promote himself in any organization. The authority thereof is responsible. No one can promote himself in the kingdom of God. God is the judge of all. He sets one up and he brings another one down. And there's no respect of persons with God. No one can change his level in the kingdom. It's God that does. And he does on the basis of his word. On the basis of his word. If you allow crisis in your family, your prayers will be hindered. And when your prayer is hindered, your ministry is stagnated. Come on now. If you won't be faithful, no matter how hard working, you can't be fruitful. God is the judge of all. He sets one up and brings another one down. He's no respecter of persons. To have respect of persons is sin. And he knows no sin. So until he qualifies us, we can't change level. He has to qualify us to change level. You can't be in the military and just suddenly say to yourself, I'm not a colonel. They say, when? I just became that last night. By who? By me? No. No. If you put on any uniform like that, that will be impersonation. You may end up in prison. No one has capacity to promote himself. I thank Jesus my Lord, like we are told, who has enabled me and counted me faithful and placing me in ministry. So our placement is a function of, is appraiser of us. Lord, engrace me to be worthy of the change of levels I desire. Go ahead and pray. Engrace me to be worthy of the change of level I desire. Engrace me to be worthy of the change of levels that I desire. I came here to connect with the change of levels grace. And I can't change my level by myself. Engrace me to be worthy of the change of levels I desire. The change of levels that I have as an heritage. and grace me to be worthy of it. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Jesus, thank you for what you spoke to us in the first world, the second world. We are here again at your feet. Speak to us again. Amen. Let stagnation be over in everyone's life. Amen. Keep us on the path of continuous progress. Amen. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big hand of praise and let's be seated, please. I'll be speaking to a very strange subject and I'd like you to please listen with rapt attention. Redefining the ministry of the gospel. Redefining the ministry of the gospel. Our topic text, Galatians chapter 1 and verse 6 to 8. Redefining the ministry of the gospel. I need the screen here to work, please. Galatians 1 and verse 6 to 8. I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. And today we are face to face with another gospel. All kinds. We have people now writing their Bibles. Is not another, but there have been some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But don't we, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which you have preached unto you? Let him be accursed. We are under the siege of another gospel in the now. And I'd like you to follow through, because there will always be a remnant reserved by God. May each one become or be part of the remnant. We understand from scripture that man's separation from God is at the root of all his problems. He planted the garden, eat of the fruit of it. The day you eat of this other one, that day you will die. And he did. And man came under a curse. And God placed two angels at the gate of the garden with flaming swords. So they won't enter back again. And so the wages of sin is death. At the root of man's problem is his separation from God, which is the root of his problems. Genesis 2, 16 to 17. Genesis 3, 14 to 20 and 23 to 24. Christ came mainly to bring man back to God by clearing the sin barrier. when you remove the same barrier from the gospel, it's another gospel. It's another gospel. God came to bring man back to himself through Christ. He shall be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. We saw how Christ sent his disciples to preach mankind back to the kingdom. Preach the kingdom. Preach the kingdom. Ministry can therefore be defined, the ministry of God can be defined as a divine task that centers around reconciling mankind back to God through the preaching of the gospel. Ministry can be defined as a divine task that centers around reconciling mankind back to God through the preaching of the gospel. Mark chapter 1 verse 14 to 15. Now, after that John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, verse 15, and saying, the time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Believe ye, repent ye, and believe the gospel. The anchor of the gospel message is repentance. Now that sin is no more sin, there is no place for repentance. The ministry of the gospel is all about clearing the sin barrier between man and God, thereby bringing man back to God. His name shall be called Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. He will not amend their sins. He will not redefine their sin. He will save them from their sin. Ministry is bringing man back to God through the preaching of forgiveness of sins by the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Acts 13, 38 to 39. The essence of the gospel is a recovery of man back to God through the preaching of the gospel, leading to repentance and validated by fruits of repentance, not theoretical repentance, validated by fruits of repentance. Mark 3:8. Here is what he said. I'm from Jerusalem, I'm from Judea. Mark 3:8. A great multitude, when they had heard what great things he did, came unto him. Wind back, please, to 7. Let's read Acts 26, verse 20, please. Acts 26, verse 20. Acts 26, verse 20. Acts 26 and verse 20. But showed first unto them of Damascus and that Jerusalem, and throughout all the coast of Judea, and then to the Gentiles, that they should repent and turn to God and do works meet for repentance. What we have today is theoretical repentance. There are no feasible changes. Works meet for repentance. Redemption is of no value without visible changes. If any man be in Christ, is a new creature. All things are passed away, and all things are become new. And all these things are of God, who have reconciled us to himself by his Son Jesus Christ. The Bible defines ministry as the ministry of reconciliation. bringing man back to God. There was a clear demarcation between a believer and unbeliever in those days. The line is getting thinner by the day. Getting thinner by the day. Getting thinner by the day. Almost non-existent in many, many cultures. That's why there's a lot of makeup. Because it takes repentance to assess forgiveness. It takes forgiveness to assess our inheritance. Come on now. Whosoever covers his sin shall not prosper. Proverbs 28 verse 13. But whosoever confesses and forsakes them shall have mercy. Acts 26 verse 18. Very important, please. Acts 26 verse 18. To open their eyes, Paul was talking about his mandate, and to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins, and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith as in Christ. So forgiveness is gateway to assessing our inheritance. And repentance is gateway to forgiveness. What's in our inheritance? He's given us all things that pertains to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who has called us unto glory and virtue. 2 Peter 1:3. So because there is no repentance, there's no forgiveness, and so we keep pushing to make it work. No access to inheritance. So all kinds of games to make it look like working. Because they won't come through the door. Repentance remains at the root of our redemption. Repentance remains at the root of our redemption. Men and brethren, what shall we do? When the Pentecost, Peter asked them, they asked Peter, he said, repent. 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 Baptize every one of you in the name of the Lord Jesus and shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Repent. It's at the root. Acts chapter 3 and verse 19. Acts 3:19. Repent ye therefore and be converted. It is repentance that begets forgiveness. Forgiveness begets conversion. That your sins will be blotted out. When the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. The kingdom of God is not in meat and drink, but in righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's the refreshing we're talking about. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Romans 14. And verse 17. Therefore, man's greatest need is the salvation of his souls. Man's greatest need is not poverty. No. Man was enjoying abundance in the Old Testament. Man's greatest need is salvation of his souls. For all have sinned and have come short of the glory of the Lord. The wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. Romans 3:23 and Romans 6:23. So until our spiritual need is addressed, man remains a vulnerable being on the earth. To be spiritually minded is life and peace. And to be carnally minded is death. Romans 8:6. One can be saved and be carnal. He says to the Corinthian church, are ye not carnal? Do you not walk as men? There are many, many believers, including ministers, who are walking as men. The outcome message of the gospel till forever is repentance. The anchor message of the gospel is repentance. Wherever repentance is not found, salvation cannot be realized. Salvation cannot be realized. Acts chapter 5 and verse 31. Him as God exalted with his right hand to be a priest and a savior, to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. Acts 11, numbers 11:18. When they heard these things, they held their peace and glorified God, saying, then as God also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life. So repentance is man's access to life. Whosoever has the Son of God has life. You don't have the Son of God, you have no life. You can't have the Son of God without repentance. We can't have the Son of God without repentance. I'm speaking to someone here today. Not all that glitters is gold. Not all that glitters is gold. Lies never last. But we can't keep the truth. We must beware of removing the old landmark. For other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Christ Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 11. Beware of removing the old. This fancy gospel has no future. If the foundation be faulty, the righteous can do nothing. We are the righteous of God. Whether we do right or do wrong, it doesn't matter. God can love you any less. It's a lie. Judas was in the team of Jesus. He fell by transgression. He became a son of perdition. Watch. Jesus preached repentance. Mark 1, 14 to 15. Now after John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, saying what? The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye, and believe the gospel. Mark 2, 17. When Jesus heard it, he said unto them, they that are whole need not of a physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Jesus preached repentance. He's the truth. You can't be truer than the truth. Jesus preached repentance. That's repeated in Matthew 9:13 and Luke 5:36. Sir, if there is no repentance preached on your altar, the future is bleak. The future of that ministry is bleak. A faulty foundation has no future. A faulty foundation of a building has no future. Now, Peter preached repentance. Acts 2. They were praying in their hearts. What shall we do? Repent. Peter, the foremost apostle, preached repentance. Repent. Paul the apostle preached repentance. Acts 20, verse 20 and 21. And how I kept nothing back that was profitable unto you, but have shown you and have taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance towards God and faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ. And Acts 26, we read from verse 16, the mandate of Paul.
God said to him, but rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness, both of these things which thou hast seen, and those things of which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles unto whom now I send thee, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in Christ, that is in me. Now, whereupon, O King Agrippa, was not disobedient to the heavenly vision, but showed first unto them in Damascus and at Jerusalem and throughout all the coast of Judea, and them and then to Gentiles, that they should repent and turn to God and do works meet for repentance. Watch. So Christ preached repentance, Peter preached repentance, Paul preached repentance. Where are you getting your preaching from? The church is built upon the foundations of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. That's the foundation of the church, that the gates of hell shall not prevail against. Repentance is the foundation, foundational message. But one cannot repent of what he's not sorry about. Come on now. Because it is godly sorrow that leads to repentance. I just divorced my wife, praise God. Ah. He doesn't even feel anything. Nothing. He walks against the truth with delight. He enjoys it. It takes pleasure in it. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 9 and 10. Now I rejoice, not that you are made sorry, but ye sorrow to repentance. For you are made sorry after a godly manner, that you might receive damage, that you might receive damage by us in nothing. For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of. But the sorrow of the world worketh death. It's time to be grieved when you notice that God is not pleased with any area of your life. Be grieved. Be grieved. To avoid damage. When Christ appeared after his resurrection, he commanded them to preach repentance and remission of sins. Luke 24, verse 45 to 47. Now watch. Then opened he their understanding that they may understand the scriptures. And said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behoved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day. And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. When he came out from the grave, one of the appearances, he gave them the mandate of what to preach. Preach repentance unto remission of sins. Preach repentance. It's a mandate. Preach repentance. Preach repentance. That he led us into from the beginning. For even if the same people are the one that came to church last Sunday and this Sunday, we will still make utter call that you may be in church and you are not in Christ. Respond. It's never late to be right. And now, what he empowered them to do? Verse 48. The same Luke 24. We are reading through to 52 now. Luke 24, verse 48. And ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of the Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high to preach that message. And he led them out as far as to Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. Bye-bye, I've left with the mandate. Thank God for signs and wonders. They are part of our inheritance in redemption. But our access is repentance that engenders forgiveness, that leads to conversion, leading us into our inheritance in Christ. God does not want anyone to perish, but wants all men to come to repentance. How many? All men. All men. There are many in church who have never experienced repentance in their life. They have never experienced repentance in their life. Never. Never. Most of us were in church before we got saved. What did we hear? You can't hear anything. A dead man can't hear. A dead man can't hear. But from the time I got saved, sir, I began to hear from God. You have been redeemed as a priest and a king to reign on the earth. My God. It's good for a young man that he bears his yoke in his youth. I began to learn at the feet of Jesus. I've been reading the Bible before. It didn't make any meaning. A dead man can't learn anything. So there are people in church, sir. They have never experienced repentance. So they have never experienced forgiveness. So they don't know conversion. They can't access inheritance. Nobody should attempt to rewrite the Bible. All these Greeks said, Hebrew said, you don't want to agree. That's why you are looking for it. You don't want to agree with the truth. I didn't know one Hebrew, one Greek. And the gospel has continued to decorate my life since the time I got saved. Has been decorating my life. I saw some translations, sir. They don't make any meaning. Zero meaning. Watered down by the devil. The enemy is using agents to water down the Bible. People are consuming poison. Every minister here reaching out to the lost with the message of the gospel is a way to make a full proof of our ministry. 2 Timothy 4:5. But what thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of reconciling man back to God, the work of an evangelist, so as to make full proof of your ministry. Full proof. Every believer is called to be a witness. That is the soul winner. John 15:16, I've called you and ordained you as you go and bring forth fruit. All of us that have been received, that have received the Holy Ghost, were empowered by the Holy Ghost to be a witness of Christ. This includes every apostle, prophet, pastors, evangelists. Romans 1:16, Paul the apostle said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Without a genuine passion for soul, like we had in the last teaching, a genuine passion for soul, you can't make a full proof of your ministry. Woe is me if I preach not the gospel. That's for the apostle. Acts 26:22 clearly defines. Having obtained help of God, I continue to this day witnessing to both great and small. 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 We must therefore be aware of the abuse of the message of grace. I'm sure I'm hitting some people now below the belt. It began to gain root after COVID-19. As a survivor mechanism, perhaps. All-inclusive gospel. It has gone to be abused for some time now in the body of Christ. But shall we continue in saying that grace may abound? God forbid. Reading from chapter 5 of Romans all the way to chapter 8 is clear that the same question was dealt with by Christ. Thanks be to God who has brought us victory through Christ Jesus. We were helpless before. Help came when Christ came. Thank you, Jesus. And sin shall no more have dominion over you. Just like we are made whole through redemption, himself took our infirmity and bore our sicknesses, by such we were healed. The same way we are made righteous. The same way. But we must stand against sickness to possess our redemptive heritage of wholeness. We must stand against it. Is any sick among you? Though you have been made whole by redemption, but are you being attacked by sickness? Pray. If it's not going, call the elders to pray over you. The same way we must resist sin to realize our heritage of redemption in Christ. The same power that made us whole made us righteous. If our wholeness can be attacked, our righteousness can be attacked. Let's wake up. Be not deceived, therefore. He that doeth righteousness is righteous. It's not an appropriation, it's an action. He that doeth, 1 John 3:7. Little children, let no man deceive you by any fanciful words. Everybody is saying it does not make it right. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. And for this purpose was the Son of God made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Who is the man of sin? Thank you, Jesus. That we are made whole does not imply that we are not vulnerable to the attack of the spirit of infirmity. So we saw a woman there that was bound by the spirit of infirmity for 18 years. Therefore, the same way we have the heritage of healing, health and wholeness in Christ, that same way we have the heritage of righteousness, sanctification, and holiness in redemption. We must continue to enforce our right to live a life that pleases God through faith. We must continue to enforce our right to live a life that pleases God through faith. We are justified not by works, not by the law, but the law of faith. We engage our faith in the fact that Jesus has destroyed the power of sin to live a life that pleases God. There is no substitute to doing righteousness for anyone that desires to make heaven. How many want to make heaven here? I'm sure heaven is still real to us. Is heaven real? Is heaven really real? Because the way this message is going now, heaven will no longer be relevant. Heaven will no longer be relevant. There's no more salvation or altar call anymore. Heaven will no longer be relevant. Just confess and possess and have and grow and build an empire and put rings on your lung, on your leg. My God. Somebody asked me one time, he said, what is your ambition? The word sounded strange to me. I said, ambition? If it's what one looks forward to, I want to hear from Jesus when I arrive in heaven, well done, thou good and faithful servant. ambition, of money, of cash. Not that I had it before. I have never had it. I've never had it. You better know where you are going and face here. Know where you are going and all this better in your ministry has no future. You better wake up and be real. Be real. Be real. Let's stop faking this thing. Be real. Matthew 7, verse 21 to 23. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall inherit the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of my Father is in heaven. It's a will to do, not a will to preach. A will to do. It is when you do it that your preaching it becomes impactful. It's a will you must. The things you have begun both to do and to teach. You do it, you teach it, it will impact those who hear it. Now, verse 22. Many will say unto me that day, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? Yes, they asked also prophesied to Balaam. Does he have a place in heaven? And in thy name have we not cast out devils? And in thy name we have done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. What did you do? Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. No substitute for living right. No substitute for living right. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 9 to 11. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. This is very to the church. To the church. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. But such were some of you. It has to become past tense or you pass with it. It has to become pastor. There are people here today. Certain deadly habit that follow you here will become history. Yeah. Every taste for ungodly habit dies here today. Yeah. Now watch. Jesus taught practical righteousness. They that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. Jesus taught that. Matthew 5, 6. He went on and said something here which some people will hate. Matthew 7, 17 to 20. Watch what Jesus said. Think ye that I've come to destroy the law and the prophets? Matthew 5, 17. I'm not come to destroy, but to fulfill. People are busy trying to destroy the commandments of scriptures. Look at verse 18. Go back there. For very I say to you, till heaven and earth shall pass away, one jot or tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of the least of these commandments and teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Jesus teaching practical righteousness. He said here, until you go into a woman you have not committed adultery, but when you look at a woman and lust after her, you have committed adultery. Teaching higher level of righteousness. Matthew 5, 27 to 30. Peter taught practical holiness. 1 Peter 1, 13 to 16. Moreover, guard up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you by the revelation of Jesus Christ. And as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former laws in your ignorance, but as he which has called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversations, in all areas of your life. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. That's Peter for you. And Paul the apostle even thought that we should go unto perfection. Ye are witnesses, and God also. 1 Thessalonians 2:10. How holily and justly and unblameably we have behaved ourselves. Behavior is part of our Christian testimony. Godly behavior. Behavior with dignity. Behavior. Philippians 3 and verse 13 to 16. Hear what he said. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things that are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, and if any man be otherwise minded, God shall receive even this, reveal this even unto you. Now, nevertheless, we are unto, we have already attained. Most people are preaching this thing today, were not there before. They shifted from where they used to be. They just shifted. How? I can tell. It's called the mystery of iniquity. The mystery of iniquity just took over. We are unto, we have already attained. Let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. Now, verse 17. Go to us. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk as you have also an example. What an example. What an example. May God engrace us to be living examples to the flock. Amen. Living examples to the flock. Amen. May God engrace every minister here to be living examples to the flock. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Say, let us therefore go on to perfection. We are going on to. We are going on to perfection. Read that up to verse 20. The church is built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets. And if they preach righteousness, they taught holiness, they drove perfection, we must beware of another gospel. We must beware of another gospel. Jesus did not come to define sin. He came to destroy the power of sin. Can I have you say that with me? Jesus did not come to redefine sin. He came to destroy the power of sin. Jesus did not come to redefine sin. He came to destroy the power of sin. For this purpose, the Son of God made manifest that he might destroy the works of the devil. 1 John 3:8. Now hear this, as we begin to round up. We do not belong to a lawless kingdom. People seem to hate law. My God. You're not free to live. Every territory, every kingdom is guided by rules and regulations. You don't believe in law. Why do you obey traffic rules in your nation? Don't belong to a lawless kingdom. You don't have rules and regulations in your family. You have a family in shambles. Romans 8:1-2. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. You can't be free from one law without engaging another law. We cannot be free from the law of sin and death without engaging the law of the Spirit. You cannot overcome the law of gravity without engaging the law of upthrust. You can't. We are guided by the law of Christ. Without engaging the law of Christ, we remain in spiritual crisis. The law of the Spirit constitutes mainly the commandments of scriptures. The words are spoken to you, they are spirit and they are life. John 6:63. While the law of Christ simply implies the law of scriptures, because Christ is the living word. Can I hear your amen? To realize our heritage of righteousness in Christ, the following laws of the Spirit must apply. I run through that and then we'll be closing. Walk in the Spirit. You walk in the Spirit will not fulfill the desires of the flesh. Galatians 5:16. If you walk after the flesh, you will die. But if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the flesh, you shall live. Romans 8:13. Exercise thyself unto godliness, or spiritual life becomes floppy and end up paralyzed. Exercise, exercise. Get in a workout, a workout, a workout. 1 Timothy 4:7-8. Paul said here, to exercise my conscience to void of offense. Exercise your conscience to do the right thing. Conscience, behave, calm down, straighten up. That's not the way to go. Exercise. Hunger and thirst after righteousness. Matthew 5, verse 6. That's law number 3. Law of the Spirit number 3. Engage in praying in the Holy Ghost. Jude 20. Building yourself upon your most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Before any evil thought settles, te chronia monato sacrendi channel. A mandana kata proteane shigronia moba. You are invoking the refiner's fire. Coming over. Coming over. Burning off every chaff in your mind. Now, flee youthful lust. Flee. Don't meddle. Flee. 1 Timothy 2:22. Flee fornication. 1 Corinthians 6:18 to 20. Put on righteousness consciously. The way you put on your suit. Put on your dress. Put on righteousness. Walking out in the morning, you put on your robe of righteousness. Hallelujah. Lay aside every weight and every sin. No, I'm not interested. Not here. No credit today. Come tomorrow. Lay aside every weight and every sin that doth easily beset you. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1. Cast off the works of that darkness. Cast off. No, I don't belong there. Romans 13:12. And he said, purge yourself. Engage in a cleansing, self-cleansing, word cleansing. Praise God. Spiritual cleansing. Can I tell you this? Our level in ministry is a function of our depth of purging. In the great house, there are many vessels, some to honor, some to dishonor, some of gold, some of silver, some of earth, some of wood. If any man purge himself of these things, 2 Timothy 2:19-21, he shall be a vessel unto honor. So it's not about all the other principles we are teaching. Without a genuine purging, our level will be stunted. There'll be no way forward. Be no way forward. Lot of noise, but no motion. No motion. No motion. Now you don't want to do anything, but you have to give. You understand that kind of theology? Christ has done everything, but you have to give. Give and you shall receive. Abba. 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 Man should be true to himself, sir. Anything to please God, but you give your seed right now. Hallelujah. You just told us not to do anything now. You got to give. You know, God is in need. You don't give, God will go down. All kind of atrocities. Purge yourself. Whosoever has this hope of eternal life in him, let him purify himself as himself is pure. 1 John 3:3. In conclusion, Isaiah 32 and verse 17 and 18. And the work of righteousness shall be peace. Why? There is no peace to the wicked, says the Lord. And the fact of righteousness
shall be quietness and assurance forever. The righteous as bold as a lion. So I see you walk into new realms of peace. New realms of quietness and assurance. I see you walk into new realms of change of levels. Supernaturally. Thank you, Jesus. Well, while growing up in our own time, you do something and you say you're a Christian. And you say you're a Christian. Should a Christian behave like this? Well, can you say that anymore? There are big boys in town, my friend. There are just big boys in town. They are doing what other things people are doing. And they want to have a different experience. It never happens. But God has reserved the remnant unto himself. And I'm too glad you are one of them. We can do nothing against the truth or for the truth. Stand to your feet. Give the Lord the biggest hand of praise, everybody. Second Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 8. This is the truth and nothing but the truth. Repentance is at the foundation of our life. For we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. But for the truth. May this truth keep burning hot on every altar represented here. Amen. When the Lord gave me the insight on the mystery of the oil, the kingdom of darkness was shaky. Wow! It can't happen. No. Yeah. Everybody's on it today. You can't kill the truth. You can't keep the truth. You have automatic access to your inheritance when you follow the process of repentance, forgiveness, and conversion. Easy. I commend to God and to the word of his grace. He's able to build you up and give your own inheritance among them that are sanctified, not among every jack and Harry. Among them that are sanctified. That are sanctified at 20 verse 32. Among them that are sanctified. I said to God, whatever you cannot do in my life, let it remain undone. Whatever you can't give me, may I never have it away. Wherever you can't take me to, may I never get there. He will give your inheritance among them that are sanctified. We are not there yet, but we are going there. No, we mustn't go backward. We must be going forward. We are not who we have attained to. Let's mind the same thing. Let's follow the same rule. Don't go backward. Jesus said, be ye perfect, even as your heavenly Father is perfect. What a law. Matthew 5:48. Be ye perfect, even as your heavenly Father is perfect. Be ye perfect. Jesus preached righteousness. He preached sanctification. You pick perfection. We are going there. Please lift up your two hands and call for grace, fresh grace upon your life. I refuse to follow the crowd. I must follow the truth. I choose to follow the truth. There is no such grace that justifies sin. There is no such grace that justifies sin. Justification of sin is an abuse of grace. Justification of sin is an abuse of grace. It's not the truth. It's not the truth. Shagale pokea. Will you pray in the spirit, everybody? Pray as hard as you can in the spirit. And break off
the yoke of the wicked. Most holy faith, pray in the Holy Ghost. Shagano Peredos, a crowned man of Baradanos, Sezerabata Carabano de Poya, Ayakandako Coco Potame, a brand Larata Sune, a Zozija, Akurande, a Manantos. Pray in the spirit of you all, pray in the new levels of grace, the new levels of grace of sanctification. Two levels of grace of holiness, two levels of grace of perfection. Taredo pakareta, ekoti karede ponga, akaredalo eloprangelo, zezi, porodoka ekotapone, enzozoru galaba. Somebody is praying himself into new levels, next levels of spirituality. Salebo Bekadia Yokorabeno Teso Embram Bram 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 Braconia Salebo Peke Esoporoda Caleparano Embrabayaka Takredianota Neporia. For de Kenora Shale Bobe Kelo Bretone Aroba Eda Balata Le Porotose E Probica E Probicenetosia E Yekora de Para Tase Cloriba Yekotamo Jesus, precious name we are praying. Watch before we round up. Impart is a function of unction. And unction is a function of sanctification. No one puts new wine in an old wineskin. But the new one will bust the old wineskin. And the one will spill off. And God hates waste. It will not anoint you and me beyond the worthiness of our vessel to sustain it. Jesus was anointed without measure. His empire was without measure. So the new anointing demands a new lifestyle to accommodate. The secret of the Lord is in them that fear him. And divine secret is a master key to a world of unlimited breakthroughs. When Job assessed the secret of God, he became the greatest of all men in the East. And was a man that feared God and eschewed evil, a perfect man. So we are limited in access to divine secrets. And divine secret is what makes stars in the kingdom. So we don't know how much we are working against ourselves when we live anyhow.
when we live anyhow, when we live anyhow, when we live anyhow. Lord, deliver me from me. Deliver me from me. A man's enemy are the people of his own household. Deliver me from me. Whatever I'm doing against myself, set me free from it. Whatever I'm doing against my destiny, set me free from it. Whatever I'm doing against my ministry, set me free from it. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. Whatever I'm doing against myself, set me free from it. Whatever I'm doing against my destiny, keep me from it. Deliver me from myself. He said, deliver thyself, O captive daughters of Zion, from the bands of thy necks. Shake off that beast. 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 The foundation of new levels or next levels is righteousness, sanctification, and holiness. We can't do nothing against it, nor for it. Deliver me, Jesus, from myself. Deliver me from my wrong choices, wrong attitude. Superfluity of nothingness. Deliver me. In Jesus' precious name. Now, wait. The only spiritual virtue that remains relevant unto eternity is godliness. Not faith, not breakthrough, not prosperity, not signs and wonders. But godliness is profitable unto all things, having the promise of the life which now is and the one which is to come. Is the only virtue that remains relevant unto eternity. Let's stop celebrating vanity. Let's stop celebrating vanity. I have 10 houses. That's your cup of tea. I have 10 planes. Well done. Aviator. Only one thing that remains relevant at the end of the day is godliness, which is a summary of righteousness, sanctification, and holiness. Godly behavior is the meaning. Amerosa Gloria. Let's stop celebrating vanity. Let's start celebrating substance. Heaven is real. And it's from eternity to eternity. Heaven is real. Human accolade is temporal. Human celebration is temporal. Heaven is real. Arabike sigalo. He said, give me food that is sufficient for me, lest I be rich and take the name of the Lord in vain and say, who is the Lord? Whatever will reach my hand that will make me miss you, don't let me have it. Go ahead and pray. Whatever will reach my hand that will make me miss you, don't let me have it. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. I must not miss you. It's my desire. It's my determination.
is my goal.
Arepo bakame, e broki anozo, e yoko koko paketo rabo, endraza, endro sososo, e pangala karada, arodete, embro bobo biaga, katange koko tomea, e rozuzi, ambla koro dianeta, zozomble krek teno barato.
Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name, can I please ask you to forward this message to as many ministers of the gospel that you have contact with. Help forward this to them. Without engaging the mystery of godliness, the mystery of iniquity will keep prevailing. When Aaron put down his rod, the greater rod, the magicians put down their own, but the rod of Aaron swallowed their own. We can't watch the rod of the magician having a feed day. Let's put down the rod of God. Listen to me. 2 Thessalonians 2:7. The mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only who now let will be let until he be taken out of the way. But great is the mystery of godliness. 1 Timothy 3:16. Great is the mystery of godliness. The other one is mystery. The other, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was made manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed in the world, received up into glory. Great mystery. But iniquity is a mystery. This one is a great mystery. So when we pull down the great mystery of godliness, it will swallow the mystery of iniquity. Exodus 7 verse 11 and 12. It will swallow it up. We can't watch the rod of magicians having a free day. Pull down the rod of God. Pull down the rod of God to swallow it up. In the precious name of Jesus, the gospel of the kingdom is recovered. He said, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached among the nations, and then shall the end come. Not the kind they are preaching now. This kind that Jesus preached. This kind that the apostles preached. This gospel, Matthew 24 verse 14, shall be preached among the nations, and then shall the end come. The gospel of repentance, the gospel of forgiveness, the gospel of conversion, my God, the gospel of assets for our inheritance in redemption, shall be preached, and then this gospel, not the gospel, this gospel. If anybody preach another gospel, it's his own gospel. This gospel. So pass it on to as many as people the Holy Ghost spoke to me for the past 3 days. It's time to pull down the rod of the great mystery of righteousness to swallow up the mystery of iniquity. And it's done. And it's beginning from your ministry. Say shall no more have a feed in your ministry. Amen. Beginning with your life. Amen. And my life. Amen. For letting the things stand, take it, let it fall. Jesus said to Peter, pray that you fall not. Peter, yeah, I don't need to pray. Anybody here? They know me. Jesus asked them now. They know me. A little girl, he didn't carry a gun. When Peter starts swearing, watch and pray that you fall not into temptation. Watch and pray. Grace to watch and pray. Receive it now. Lift up your two hands and receive that in the name of the Lord. I receive grace to watch and pray and to keep watching and praying all the days of my life so as not to fall into temptation, so as to keep living a triumphant Christian life and begin to lead the people on the path of righteousness. Keep receiving it right now.
Will you pray some more in the spirit right now, everybody? Raise your voice. What a sober morning. What an impactful session. Somebody pray some more in the Holy Ghost right now. Drinking into the things which you have received this morning. Receiving strength to pursue all of the lessons, the instructions. What a day. What a joy. What a grace. What a glory. Thank you and thank you and thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name forever. In Jesus' wonderful name, we have prayed. How many of us have enjoyed the session in the refinery this morning? Amen. God brought us in this morning into this refinery, and we are coming out as fine product in the precious name of Jesus. If you have been blessed, announce to two people, I've been blessed, I don't know about you. Amen. May the blessing remain forever, for whatsoever the Lord doeth shall be forever. 7 p.m. is the evening session, the third day, the third night. Expect greater effect from the word of God in Jesus' precious name. Long time from now till 7, please make sure you maximize your time. Engage in refreshing yourself in the name of Jesus. Shall we share the goodness of the Lord?
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.